Evan, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Nice to be here in Oroville.
I'm Daniela.
Vioma.
I'm Indrajit.
I'm Rahul.
Nice to meet you all. You are here with theater play and theater workshop. Can you tell us something about it?
Yeah, this project is called Shadow Liberation, and we're looking at gender oppression through the lens of shadow theater, with the metaphor that the shadows of oppression dance against the fabric of society. So we're doing a workshop today at 4:30 in Barrett Nevis, and we're going to explore also the shadow side of Oroville. And then on Tuesday, we're going to put up a performance that looks at issues of gender-based violence and gender oppression based on real-life experiences of the actors, and we're going to integrate some of the stuff that comes up in the workshop.
Yeah, actually, when you're talking about experiences of the actors, so I believe each of you who are here today got through some troubles in life. Something you want to talk about it? Because I believe that you got the reason why you started with a theater like that, with this topic, which is in many societies taboo theme, yeah?
Yeah, well, personally, I'm a survivor of sexual violence. And so a lot of my work has to do around working with violence, whether it's working with violent offenders inside prisons or working with college students in India, looking at what gender-based violence looks like in this context. And I try to bring a playful spirit to such a heavy topic. So you'll find dance and humor and other things sprinkled in right alongside these heavy issues.
That's nice. But originally you are from States, yeah?
Yeah, originally from Olympia, Washington, south of Seattle.
So what brought you to India and to Oroville?
Originally I came for a friend's wedding.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was quite nice. I did some work with children in a program called Drisha in a slum area in Bangalore called Baipanali. And I was really inspired by the work there. And the college actually also offered me a position at that time. So I've been back and forth half-time for the last couple of years. But I'm here full-time now as of November.
And what brought you to Oroville?
We're on a nationwide tour right now with Shadow Liberation, and I thought Oroville would be a great place to take our show because you have a very open-minded community and also diverse in terms of people from all around the world. And on Sunday, we're going to be webcasting our show around the world. So I thought doing it with a live, diverse audience in Oroville would be a good start before we take it to an international audience.
So on Sunday, you're broadcasting from Oroville now?
From Bangalore.
So how this kind of play, the workshop is today and tomorrow is the play. So how it's, you playing this, you're showing this for quite some time. How it does look like? You got a sketch of, I think you got a topic, yeah? So how you work around that?
So the play is comprised of a series of scenes that contain unresolved conflicts. And we play the show one time through, and then we ask the audience, did you see something unjust in this play? And if they feel that they did, then we will replay certain scenes in the show and allow the audience to hold the remote control and pause, walk up on stage, replace a character they see lacking power, and try a different way of dealing with the depiction of oppression that is there in that scene. Each audience is different, and they'll go for different things. So that's why I'm very curious to see what the Oroville audience does when you come on stage.
You are performing this show for quite some time, yeah? No.
Yeah.
What are your experiences? Maybe you... is that Daniela?
Yeah. I think it's a really new something that we've been doing. Like, some of us have never acted before, and this was something new for us to try. And it's something that sensitized us also to the issues. So I'm really happy to be part of it.
What dragged you? What was the thing that inspired you to join that specific type of...
Sure. Specifically, Evan did take a workshop for us for a week just before he offered us the course. So that was what inspired us. At least me.
For me, there are a lot of injustice happening in society. And there are a lot of people, they know that this is wrong. But they say, you people are doing right thing. You people are doing, those who are stopping the injustice and whatever. So, you people are doing right thing. But they don't stay forward to stop that thing. But they say, other people, you are doing the right thing. Why don't you become that you and stop the injustice? So that's why that inspired me for this course. And obviously, Evan. So that's why I joined this.
I think this is a good way of approaching people and talking about it freely on the stage. And I think... it's really just to the people who have gone through it, and I think they will come up and express their emotions and whatever the problems they have faced before in their life, they can come overcome it and they can share with us.
We always see different issues in our day-to-day lives, and some major issues like domestic violence, child abuse, I have personally never seen them in my life before joining this course. And after when I joined, I came to know the crux of all these issues and how in actual lives it has affected so many people. So I think through theatre, we can actually help people to know, make them more aware, and Forum Theatre will help them also gain confidence. When they will intervene, they'll get actual confidence to do so in reality.
You are all from North India, yeah?
No. I'm from Kerala.
You're from Kerala?
I'm from Mumbai.
Delhi.
I'm from Patna.
Who's that?
It's in Bihar. It's like very backward.
Oh, okay. Did you invite any local village people?
Well, actually, because a majority of the cast is from a middle-class background and the issues are based in lived experiences of the performers, it actually speaks much more to Indian youth and the voice of Indian youth from an urban middle-class context. The issues that are faced in villages are very different. And so I don't know what the dialogue would be like, but I think that to do similar type of work in that context would require to work with people in the local context and come with stories from their lives and then work in that regard.
Also in the local language.
In the local language, yeah. Even using some local music and things like that.
If you think about the last show you had, what struck you out? What was the response of the audience? I don't know where it was. Bangalore, maybe?
Yeah, we had a show in Bangalore. Mm. At the last show that we had, well, finally, I switched up my spiel of what I give the audience because Indrajit here had been taking a beating for playing the antagonist role by some of the people who come up and intervene. So, I kind of laid it down. Okay, our actors, they won't assault you, but you don't assault our actors as well, right? So this was a nice shift. People feel moved when they see the show and they come up and they'll give very passionate responses that come in the moment from their true lived experience. But the beautiful thing about the theater is that you're being observed at the same time. So you get to be aware that you're taking an action, but it's also a representational action. So it expands our awareness while giving us more practical options for things that we can do in our life when we face these situations.
Definitely, does give you something to think, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. Something to think and hopefully something to do to create change.
Yeah, it seems to me that those topics are still hot. They are still very much present, right?
Yes, oh yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing ultimately is you know, we'll come here, we'll do a show. We're not going to solve any of these issues of sexual harassment, rape, childhood abuse, or even patriarchy and male domination is not going to be solved through the play. But hopefully what we will do is raise people's awareness, get them talking about it, and having people come up with their own tactics and approaches to dealing with the manifestations of these problems in their everyday lives so that they can leave. And when they see the situation, they'll say, okay, now I feel confident that I can interrupt this injustice in my daily life.
I think that even we learn a lot more of how to react to different situations. Like, we see situations change in ways that we never imagined. So even we learn a lot more just by being there and being the actors.
Sometimes people do come with amazing solutions and even we don't know how to react with it. And it's amazing.
Can you give me an example?
There was a girl who came to me, it was a molestation scene where I'm acting as a main role. So it was a molestation scene and she came up upstairs and she came and hugged me. I was totally moved, I couldn't get to know what should be my reaction to it. And the kind of, when you're doing that role, you personally feel that character. And I was really moved by that. When she hugged me, I felt really good.
So. Especially you two, since women, how you feel about it? Or you feel any oppress in your society? You are from different countries, I mean different states.
I know the common mentality of the society that whenever certain issues happen, then I know that females are oppressed, but males are the first ones who are blamed. And in this course, I have learned that it's not true always. And many a times females are responsible, but males get the blame. And this is what people, before blaming anyone, before creating opinions, they either don't participate, or if you are participating, just get to know what's the reality.
That's a good point.
You?
I agree with her completely. Like, it's not a blaming game, actually. It's about who's there and who's doing what and who takes responsibility. And I think I personally have learned that, and a lot of us have learned that during the course.
You guys got a feeling that actually India is patriarchy. You know, that the father is, the man is more dominant than the women?
Now it's changing, but still it's there.
Especially in the middle class regions, it is very much right now present. And our main focus is to spread awareness regarding that. Like, how this can be reduced. Though it won't finish, but yes, we can contribute our part to this.
What is your observation about Indian society and these topics?
Yeah, well, I see it present in India. I see it present in the US. I've seen it in my travels in the Middle East, and I've seen it in Europe as well. And I think there's a reason why the United Nations Millennium Goals include a whole aspect just on violence against women, and because it's a real global epidemic, and that's what we're hoping to impact with our global webcast of our show, and seeing how we can use social media and the internet to leverage a dialogue about what's really a global epidemic with diverse audiences looking past each other's cultural blind spots.
Did you see any differences between the societies?
Yeah, I see, as I was saying, there's a variety of ways that it manifests even within India, which happens in different regions and with different caste and class dynamics. One thing that I noticed, like, is that in the U.S., among more wealthy or upper-middle-class people, there is still domestic violence and child abuse and patriarchy and things like that. And people are more sophisticated and secretive about the reality of that thing. And people who live in poverty or who are more subject to even police intrusions into their lives tend to be more put on the spotlight for the violence and the violent manifestations of patriarchy that happen in their communities. And so I try not to like blame or say like, oh, this community is obviously more violent or more patriarchal or whatever, because I feel that there's already a system of prejudice that's in place against certain people that I think works hand in hand with patriarchy. But I think to understand that this is an epidemic that's impacting people across class and across culture, and then look at how we can see from our own cultural vantage point to help each other uplift everybody and overcome this epidemic.
How the women do react? Do they come to the stage, or how they feel about it?
I think that it's not just against women. I think that it's also against transgendered people as well. And you see it between men, from one man onto another, enforcing the same form of male dominance within themselves, and also from women to other women. You see it there as well. I think that the thing when it comes to like, what about the women? Actually, the question that I ask, which is I asked, I think, less frequently, is what about the men? Like, actually, when we look at these issues, a majority of the perpetrators of these type of crimes are men. And so what is it about the enculturation of men and definitions of masculinity that are tied so closely to dominating others that feeds into such an epidemic of power-based crimes?
Maybe fear?
Yeah, I think fear is a part of the process of, I think, where we go when we look at these issues, because I think a lot of people are afraid to see that actually it's a lot easier for me to admit ways in which I've been victimized than it is ways in which I perpetrate violence on somebody else. I never want to see myself as the cause of somebody else's suffering. And so there's a fear and defense structure that keeps me from looking at that. But ultimately, I think looking at that within each one of ourselves, looking at our own shadows, can be one of the most transformative things when we look at these social issues.
I would agree with that, yeah. No, still, since we are approaching the 8th of March of Women's International Day, my question was more targeted to that. Do you see that women that are stepping up or no?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. There's lots of inspirational women, and actually we had the honor of meeting Malika Saraboy, the dancer, and I'm a big fan of her work, and she does great work as an artist in India around this issue from a woman's perspective, and it's powerful.
Let's ask the ladies.
Regarding
the women issues, I mean, do you feel as a woman that you got more right to say that you can speak up?
I've never faced dominance, anything. And I have a younger sister and I have many sisters, and we all never got this bias from our parents, from teachers in school life, and even today in college. Everyone is treated equally. And whenever I have seen injustice happening, initially it was shocking for me whenever I used to see, but I never focused on that. But now, like after coming to college, when I'm independent, when I see everything on my own with no one there with me, so I get the courage to actually stand for the people, stand for my friends who suffer this, and at least speak for them if I cannot fight.
Yeah, and for me personally, through our forum activities, like we do mock forums for each other, and participating in that itself helps me open up and helps me speak more, because I generally think a lot before I speak, so that really helps. And I feel that even for an audience watching our plays, just coming up on stage really helps to open up, and something breaks there, some wall within you breaks, so I feel it's really helpful to come up on stage.
But in your daily life?
In my daily life, I'm also like Vyoma. I haven't really been oppressed as such by my brothers or dad or anyone. I've grown up with open-minded parents. And
in my neighborhood, I used to see some kind of domestic violence, and even then, I have a small sister. So, like, there's no such kind of oppression on her. Like, my family is quite liberal in that sense. But when it comes to society, I've seen films, and I've seen when I see the newspapers, I am really traumatized by this. Like, the kind of news nowadays do come, they are like, I can't even imagine like what's going on around the world. So I think this is a good way to fight. Like, this is a good way of expression. I'm really honored to act in this play. Be a part of this play.
So in your family, your mother was always respected from the father and the uncles and so forth?
Sometimes, like, there is some kind of oppression, like, okay, you don't go there or don't go here or something like that. But still, like, it's not, like, that bad. It's good. They're liberal enough.
I'm most into protagonist side. See, being a guy, I really enjoyed the privilege I have got. But after I joined this course...
That's the statement, but it tells everything.
Yeah. After I joined this project, I'll not say I have changed a lot, but I am changing. Still in the process. And I don't have any sister, and my mom is almost like... My dad used to dominate, like, for everything, so... I don't know, I'm changing a little bit.
Small steps, yeah. What should we say for the end?
I'd just like to say, please join us at the Aurobindo Auditorium Tuesday night, 7 p.m. and bring your shadow.
You're looking out for good intervention this time.
Thank you.
We perform for free, but we perform for freedom.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Wow.